Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here, and I've got my special guest, Patty Wilson, with us today.
Hello.
Patty, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Hey, just wanted to take a moment and welcome all of you to the program as well. We're so glad that you joined us, each and every one of you. We are a topical Bible study here at Turn the Light On, and we just come up with random topics. We just pray and ask the Lord, what are we talking about today? And we believe that He's inspiring us, right, Patty, to talk to the people that are listening.
Absolutely.
So we are so glad that you're here today, and I hope you grow in the Lord. I hope you're encouraged and that your life is bettered by actually listening to the program, because I think it's powerful to be in the Word of God any way you can. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Podcast, personally in the Word, listening to videos, watching YouTube. I mean, I'm feeding myself in the Word so many different ways. What are some different ways, Patty, that you try to get the Word into your life right now, just personally? Just share them with them. What are some
YouTube
of the key ways?
YouTube has been wonderful because you can pull up now so
sure.
many different topics, speakers, teachers, worship.
Yes.
You know, those type of things. And then
YouTube's
also,
a great resource.
Oh, I love it. And you can put the music on and just go. And then I've got a new resource just for kind of relaxing and pausing and meditating. And we'll talk
right.
about that on tomorrow's show. But a new app that's out there, Pause.
Oh, okay.
And you can just hit pause. And you can put in whether you want 3 minutes or you want 10 minutes.
It's and like a life pause.
Yeah, the
huh?
music, it
cool.
teaches you, breathe in, breathe out. And the guy's reading the scripture, and so it's relaxing, but it
That's
leads
neat.
Into.
Looking forward to hearing more about that.
More, yeah, it's a lot of fun. But I like word studies. Give me
right.
one word,
right.
and I'm going to run with it. I love to
right.
study like that.
Yeah, I love the program that we just recently did on rewords.
Yes, yeah.
That was a good little study. And, for me, I get a lot of actual creative preaching ideas and stuff, and just the Lord speaks to me a lot through just listening to worship music
mm-hmm.
and ideas, even Christian music that's just secular,
mm-hmm.
Not secular, but just pop, music and stuff
sure.
like that. Just hearing, I've really gotten good at breaking down the ideas behind the songwriting and looking into ideas they were trying to present and then building on those ideas. Lord uses me that way a lot. And then I also just like to get in the Word,
mm-hmm.
Just straight up,
just
open the
reading.
Bible, start reading,
mm-hmm.
allow the Lord to lead you through, give you ideas, topics. But I use Google a lot too.
Yeah.
Just Google scriptures.
Definitely, yeah.
I can't quite remember a scripture reference. I'll type in as much of that scripture as I can remember, and usually, boom, it's
yeah.
right there.
I use Bible Hub. Have
yeah,
you ever
Bible
been?
Hub.
Yeah,
I use
I
that
like
a
Bible
lot
Hub,
as well.
Yeah.
yeah.
Go to that
a lot
one.
Of people like the, I don't know why we're talking about different ways to read the Word, but we are, so
mm-hmm.
here we go. But a lot of people like to do the daily devotionals on the Bible app
mm-hmm.
And different devotional books. I know in the old days we had prayers that avail much.
Yes.
You want to pray, but how do we pray? We look up scriptures
mm-hmm.
and pray scripture through topical prayer books and
yeah.
things like that.
And that
stuff's available online
as
well.
Yeah. That, speaking on that, years ago, I had a little prayer group going in my home with
yeah.
ladies in the neighborhood, and I wanted to go to the church and pray. That was just on my heart. I thought, man, I'd love to just sit at the altar and pray.
Sure.
So I had mentioned that to, I believe it was Pastor Ray at the time, and he was like, yeah, sure, if you want to come, what night would you like to come? And I just gave him a night and that, and I went to church the next Sunday, and it was in the bulletin that Patty Wilson's leading intercessory prayer. And I was like,
roped you right into
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was
didn't
like,
he?
What is
That's
intercessory?
Great.
I didn't even know what intercessory prayer was
right,
at the time.
Right.
And so I had to go look that up and find out what that was. But At that time, you probably remember, he would have us all sit at the altar on Wednesday nights. Mm. And he'd go around the room and he'd say, okay, who's got a prayer request?
Right.
And we'd raise our hand and we'd say, I need healing for Uncle Bob or whatever. And he'd say, okay, you know, Kevin, you pray for her uncle.
Right, right.
And, you know, that went on. And then after everybody put all their requests in and who was supposed to pray, then he'd call us down to the altar. Do you remember those?
Mm-hmm,
and
do.
We'd all sit down around the altar. And I remember thinking, Lord, please don't let him pick me. Please don't
right,
let him pick
right.
me. Because I hadn't prayed, you know, or really spoken or anything in public at that point, except my tiny little ladies group. And so I was scared to death. And, oh, that might lead us into our topic for today.
Yeah,
do it afraid.
There we go. Do it afraid.
That's why you went there. And I was so scared.
You didn't see that one coming,
no,
did you?
I didn't
yeah,
at all.
Right.
God did. And I would literally open my mouth and turn 20 shades of red.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was horrible.
Kind of like you are now.
No, yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
And I was so scared. So I'd go to church praying, Lord, don't let him pick me. Don't let
right,
him pick
right.
me. And, of course, he'd pick you every
time.
And so you'd be shaken and you'd say, Lord, just heal so-and-so, and boom, and that was it. And after that, I thought, you know, I really need to learn how to pray. I want to pray,
yeah.
and I want to pray Scripture. So I went and I got a prayer book, like Prayers That Avail
mm-hmm.
Much.
Yeah.
It wasn't the name, but
still
it was exactly
that.
Sure it is. It taught me how to pray. I'd study
yeah.
that book all week long. I'd pray those prayers. And over a matter of probably 3-4 weeks, it changed from, Lord, don't let him pick me tonight, to Lord, let
I
him
can't
pick
wait.
Me.
When's it my turn? Yeah.
yeah.
And let me go.
So I built confidence in
right.
my prayer. I was learning the word.
Mm-hmm.
I was in there speaking of how, you know, to learn the word. You pray those scriptural prayers. It was amazing. It changed my life and
yeah.
had no idea it took me on the course that it did. I ended up leading intercessory prayer for 10 years.
Still do, kind of.
Yeah, I do.
Here
yeah.
and there.
Always different prayer groups, yeah.
Yeah, but so you kind of leaked the topic already, but our topic today is going to be Do It Afraid, you know. And I know Joyce Meyer's had a book out called Do It Afraid, and there's a lot of other authors and pastors and people that have taught on this and preached on it. So I don't feel like we're just totally, you know, grabbing some idea that was only Joyce Meyer's, but
right.
she's the most popular for
mm-hmm.
sure. But, you know, I think that the fear of man versus the fear of God is a huge topic that we need to kind of look at. You know, those of you who are out there, there is, you know, so much fear that is just whittling its way into mm-hmm. your life in different little areas, different situations. And, you know, Scripture is very clear that God has not given us a spirit of fear. So we recognize that fear can be a spirit,
mm-hmm.
okay? But he's given us a spirit of power and love and a sound mind, you know? And I think that that sound mind comes from, like you said, building your confidence in who you are in Christ
mm-hmm.
and what it is that you need to do. So let's take a little look at this topic of doing it afraid and you know, the fear of man and the fear of God and all of that. So
mm-hmm.
why don't you walk
fear
us through a little
a
bit about
one.
What you had going on there in your mind about this topic.
Yeah, well, when I think of Do It Afraid, I think of when I first started recognizing the Lord's voice, when God was speaking to me.
Yeah.
And he speaks to each one of us, and he speaks to us in many different ways. And we all hear his voice, some through, we see dreams, visions. Sometimes it's that inner still voice that's speaking to you.
Sure.
He can speak to you through situations, circumstances, through a prophetic word, through other people, through your pastor, you know, many different ways.
Oh, for sure.
And according to the gift, I think, that you have on the inside of you, and he begins to build your faith in that area. And I had started, I mentioned earlier, a women's neighborhood ministry. It was a prayer ministry. And I came to the Lord through my neighbors.
Right.
And so when we moved into this new neighborhood, I started praying, Lord, use me. Use me. Take me someplace where you can use me.
Open
and,
doors.
Yeah, an open door. And I started
I'll walk
walking.
Through
yeah, exactly. And that's what we say, I'll walk through him. And then he opens the door, and then you actually have to walk through
right.
it.
Right. And he's like, oh, really? He lobs
woo.
One up for you, and you're like, you know, and then you get it. What happens?
Yep.
That fear comes.
Exactly. And I experienced that a lot in this neighborhood ministry that God just opened up. But I knew it was training ground. I didn't think. then. I do now.
Right. You can look back and see that.
Yeah. And I remember one day, and I have so many stories of things he did through that neighborhood, but there was this one woman in particular, young girl. She probably was early 20s at that time, and she'd walk through the neighborhood with a trail of little kids behind her,
right.
And my girls were still young, and they started playing with her kids and that, but I didn't realize they were going into her house at the time, you know, more than just to grab the kids and come out, that type of thing. And one day, and I'm praying for my neighbors, use me, Lord, to witness and to minister to my neighbors,
right.
I heard the Lord speak to my heart. And he said, I want you to go down and show Donna, I'll just use that name.
Sure.
How to clean her house. And I was like, well, that's weird.
That's a little insulting, actually, God. I mean, if you want me to walk up to her door and go, hey, your house is filthy, I'm going to show you how to clean it.
Exactly. And if you saw, you know, to see her.
That's tough,
yeah,
man.
I was very intimidated because she was.
I can see why.
She was very loud. She would go through the neighborhood, and these kids, I mean, were just dirty and no shoes and no socks,
right.
And hair, you know, all crazy.
You can only imagine the picture behind the door.
Yeah, but she screamed, come on, let's go. And, you know, she's screaming at these kids, hauling them through the neighborhood. And I'm thinking, whoa, you know, that's a little intimidating. And so when I first heard that, I didn't think much of it. I thought that was an odd
thought.
I pushed
that back. I must have been that weird lunch.
Exactly.
That I ate, you know?
But it kept coming. And
oh, yeah.
So I was like, okay, God.
God's good
I'll pray
that.
For her. Yeah. So I'm telling God, I'm going to compromise. You know, I'll pray for her. I'm not going to go down there, but I'll pray for her. And then God kept telling me, you know, I want you to go show her how to clean her house. And I'd say the same thing, Lord, I'll pray for her. But it was one day I remember telling him, you know, have you seen her? Have you heard her?
Right.
You know, she's going to clock me. If I go down and knock on her door and say, God sent me here to clean your house, you know, she's going to knock my lights
out.
Show
you how to do it.
Yeah. And this went back and forth between me and God for a couple of days. And so finally.
I've been there on other topics, not on cleaning my neighbor's house, but other topics.
You go back and forth.
Yeah. You're arguing with
me,
the Lord.
Is it God? Is it the devil? You know, that
sure.
type of thing. And we come up with our reasons why not to do it. Basically,
right.
It was fear of man. I was just afraid to go down there.
Yeah.
And knock on her door. So a couple days later, there's a knock at my door. And I opened up the door, and it was her. And she was standing there with a cup, and she said, can I borrow some sugar? And I instantly knew.
You knew God
I knew,
just set
yeah,
you up.
I knew
he's
that I knew.
He's lobbing it to you since you won't go up to the batter's box.
He brings her down. Excuse me. And I invited her in because I just knew God had sent her. And when I invited her in, she just stood and looked around my house. And she began to weep. She began to cry. How do you do it? How do you do it? How do you clean your house? I've been praying, asking God to show me how to clean my house. I mean, I'll tell you, if you
like,
had a
ding,
thumb,
ding, ding, ding,
oh,
ding.
The Holy Spirit, man, might, had a hold of me. And it was so, I just wanted to
man.
Cry with her.
Oh,
and
I bet.
I told her, God answered your prayer. He's been telling me for days to go down there and tell you he sent me to show you how to clean your house.
Right.
And after that, we talked for a while. I led her to the Lord.
Sure.
And we prayed. And
who wouldn't give their life to Jesus after you clean their house for them?
Exactly. You have no idea.
Oh, I
what
could
we
imagine.
Walked into. I went down with her to take a look at the house, and it blew my mind because I've never seen anything like it
right.
in my life.
Right.
As soon as you opened the door, you couldn't see the floor.
Right.
It was piled high with just garbage and clothes and bags and McDonald's containers, open cans.
Oh, wow.
Garbage. Yeah. She asked me to sit down. I sat on the couch. There was literally a plate with silverware underneath the cushion of the chair. And as I'm sitting there, I'm looking, and there's like the aquariums with snakes in them.
Yeah.
But in the house were turtles, chickens.
I'm sure that all smelled
and,
great.
Oh, just running all over in the house. And I was like, okay, this is a little bit more than I was ready for. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she began to tell me some of her story, though. And she got married at 15 years old, thrown right into it. Her mom spoiled her, did everything for her, never taught her how to do anything.
Right.
So she gets married at 15, starts having babies right away. She just didn't
know
how to or what to do. So I went back home. I said, we'll come back tomorrow. I need help.
Yeah.
And went home, called all the ladies group, you know, ladies in the neighborhood. And we all got together and we went down there.
Get
and,
busy.
I mean, we had garbage piled like mm-hmm. three houses long, no kidding,
yeah, right.
outside, just garbage bag after garbage bag.
Wow.
And it took us 3 days to finally get some order in there.
Yeah.
And we had to do it a couple times to
sure.
go down there.
Keep her up.
Yeah.
And get it moving.
But we began to teach her how to shop, you know, how to clean, how to do all those different things. She became a really close friend of mine
I bet.
A prayer partner. And she was part of our group for years.
I think if you would have never crossed that line, though, of the fear of God versus the fear of man. You
know? Exactly.
Thank goodness that, you know, the Lord was working and he was going to get you to where you needed to be. But, you know, one of the biggest things that I see is that, you know, no matter how awesome God is, many people still tend to fear God. I mean, fear man more than mm-hmm. God. And, you know, there's a lot of problems that arise from that.
Oh,
know?
Yeah.
So, you know, the fear of man first hinders while the fear of God motivates. You
Amen.
See, God was motivating you in that moment. And if you look in, you know, Acts 3:10, you can really see it, you know, where Peter and John, they weren't hindered by thoughts like, what if this guy doesn't get healed if we pray? That's
right.
fear of man, right?
Sure.
What if he doesn't? Well, what if he does? You know, so there's this point of trust that you see there. You know, what will people think
mm-hmm.
when
That's
I'm praying in public? Or, you know, the fear of God, you know, I believe will motivate you to pray. It's like, God is pressing me to do this. And I believe that you would eventually, if she had come to your house, you would have gone.
Oh, yeah.
Because God had the thumb on you, but God's probably just like, watch this. I'm just going to orchestrate it and get her there. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, the fear of man will hinder you.
Absolutely. It but, has many times in my life, I hate to admit.
But the fear of God will motivate us. So
Amen.
That's another aspect of that. You know,
and,
I mean, there's so many different things when it comes to the fear of God, fear of man.
And we have to understand, I think what God was really showing me is we have to go beyond our fear of man and understand that if God's asking us to do something like that, it's because somebody needs what we have.
Right.
You know, she needed...
And you in your mind thought, oh, she doesn't need that. She's not wanting that. She's going to be offended. When really, she broke down in tears.
Yeah,
and said, hey,
she was
God,
crying out.
That's exactly what I need. That's exactly what I want.
Yeah, see, because I was... Well, God was, but I was her answer to prayer.
Sure.
She'd been praying for that help, and God heard her prayer, and he was trying to answer her prayer, but I wasn't being obedient. And so we have to remember to go beyond the fear of man, because it's not about us. It's about somebody else who's in a place of needing to know that God is real, that God loves them, that he sees their situation, he knows what's going on in their life, and he wants to make a way for them to come out of that situation. And that, for me, was motivation. Like you said,
sure.
it motivates you, because after that, then God began to ask me to do other things.
Sure.
And so you're still afraid, but I had learned that somebody might be hurting or have
yeah.
what I have. So I began to obey. I was motivated to step out. Doesn't mean I wasn't still afraid.
Sure.
Because I was. It was a couple weeks later I heard the Lord say he wanted me to go down and knock on somebody else's door.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, here we go.
It's turning
again.
Into a ministry now.
It's like, God. But I'm walking the neighborhood.
Sure.
Show me the needs of these
yeah,
people,
right.
Lord. And I'd seen this woman out in the yard a couple times, and she had a bandana on, and I'm thinking, well, maybe she's got cancer.
Right.
And
just
I had gone through that.
Yeah, for sure.
And so he's going down. He said, go knock on the door. And I kept saying, why? Well, this time he wasn't even telling me why.
He's like, just go do what I'm telling
That's
you to
it.
Do.
He was just saying,
oh, yeah.
go.
I've been there.
And I thought, oh my gosh, this time I've got to obey.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down, prayed first, went down, knocked on the door, and her husband answered the door. And I said, hi, you know, I'm Patty, I'm your neighbor up the street. I don't know what's going on. And God just told me I needed to come down here. And he goes, oh my God, that's it, honey, come quick, come quick. This is it, this is the reason why, this is the reason why. Because I told him, I've been praying for you. And so he brought me in, I sat down, he introduced me to her, and she had 3 brain tumors.
Oh, wow.
And they didn't give her very long to live. And all of a sudden, 2 tumors disappeared, and 1 lay dormant. All of a sudden... out of the blue, they just disappeared, and one lay dormant. It stopped growing. It just didn't move. And he's going, this is why, this is why, this is what happened. He knew that he knew it was, because I told him, I go by your house. I've been praying for you guys. And
they couldn't put it together. Why did it just stop?
Exactly.
Because we've been praying, and now I'm here to tell you that.
So I led them to the Lord. And
that's the, you know, it brings up another idea is that, you know, the fear of man a lot of times will bring discouragement.
Mm.
But, you know, when we have the fear of the Lord, it encourages people. When we're willing to step out in those moments and go, man, I've been praying for you. I've been doing this. And then, see, we don't know what God's already been doing on the other side.
That's
but
right.
We still, that fear of man, it just knocks us down. It says, no, they're gonna reject you. They're gonna do that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not gonna want to hear what you have to say. And then
think about the Israelites.
We get discouraged that way. But what about the Israelites?
In Deuteronomy, you know, we see where they're, you know, God's telling them, go into the promised land. I've given you the land.
Yeah.
He's given them the promises.
Great reference.
And he's telling them, go. And so
there's giants in the land.
Exactly. And that
we're like grasshoppers in their sight.
It brought discouragement, right? Discouragement.
They were totally discouraged.
Oh, fear and discouragement.
Defeated.
That's it. Hand in hand.
So where are our listeners today? Some of them, I bet you guys, some of you are defeated in your thoughts. You know, not defeated. When you have Jesus, you're never defeated.
Amen.
He's given you the victory, but you have allowed the enemy to bring the idea of defeat or discouragement or despair or hindrance into your walk, you know, of your daily life. So we want to encourage you today that, you know what, the fear of God, and what is the fear of God? It's really just reverence for him. It's just knowing that he is who he says he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's able to do what he says he'll do, and he wants to.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
But the fear of the Lord, you know, the Bible says is the beginning of wisdom. I want to be wise.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I become wise? I bring a reverential fear of the Lord into my life, that when God speaks, he's not speaking just to hear his voice. He has a plan, and behind that plan is him wanting to prosper each and every one of you.
That's right.
Out there that are listening today. He wants to bring victory into your life, but we cannot, you know, allow fear to shut us down. If you have to, do it afraid.
Right.
Do it, you know, as the Lord is speaking to you, and watch what happens. As you do it afraid, Patty, I think we can all understand and know that God's going to show up.
He always shows up. He'll never leave you. He's not going to tell you to do something and then not have your back.
Exactly.
He doesn't send us out there.
He doesn't
do
it that way.
It's not the way he rolls. No way. And thank God, because through that, when you do obey and you go, you're building confidence in yourself, in your ability to hear from
him.
And
in your relationship with God.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and hey, you know, that's good.
And others are being changed.
Yeah, so let's take a quick break, and we'll be back and talk a little bit more about doing it afraid.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my joy. Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you.
Join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here, and I've got Patty Wilson with me, our extraordinary scholar and prayer warrior. Yeah. You know, I could say a million more things, but Patty, we've been talking about doing things afraid, even though you've got fear, you know, fear that people are going to reject you, fear of man, fear that, you know, things are going to cause you to be maybe not respected by others or whatever, you know, that we've got to take this time to be obedient to the Lord. In the day and age that we're living in, it's getting even more critical that we hear the voice of the Lord, we operate in the voice of the Lord, and the fear of the Lord of us, you know, not like a fear like he's going to come at us, but the fear that I don't want to disappoint him.
Exactly, yeah.
That reverential fear will lead us to do things that we normally would not do. Mm-hmm. So we are, you know, looking at that and we're going, you know, it's going to be powerful if we can just get to a place where we listen and have a reverential fear of the Lord. So
yeah, we want to honor God. You know, we all, just like our earthly father, we want to honor him. We want to please him. And I think that's why, you know, that's that fear you're talking about.
Sure.
You know, you don't want to disappoint him. You don't want to blow it. You want to be obedient. You want to step out. So sometimes you have to do it shaking and shivering. And
for sure.
Yeah, but fear can imprison us.
Yeah.
It holds us back because you're never going to move beyond it.
That's
you
right.
You know, we talked about Deuteronomy where they didn't cross over because of fear and discouragement.
Yeah.
There were promises that were on the other side of that.
Yeah.
And they blew it. They missed out. Once they realized they missed out and they blew it, then they're like, okay, God, now we'll go. Now we'll do whatever you say.
Yeah.
And he's saying, well, don't bother because
yeah,
you missed
it.
Yeah.
You missed the boat.
And there are times we can miss the boat.
With the Lord. Yeah.
Amen. I've done it before.
He's trying to get us, you know, on board.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's happening for each and every one of you out there today. God is encouraging you through this program today to step outside of some of the things that you've not done for the Lord because of fear that people will counteract that movement that you're wanting to have for him. Sharing Christ with someone at work, sharing in your neighborhood, you know, praying for somebody when they say, I have a headache, you know, stepping out, can I pray for you? You know, those are the chicken line moments is what I call them, that we've got to overcome.
And most people won't say no.
They really don't.
Only one instance I can think of where somebody flat out said no.
Somebody just straight tell me no. But you know what? The majority of people are going to be excited about doing life and letting you pray over them. So guys, we hope you enjoyed the program. It's Kevin and Patty with Turn the Light On. We'll see you guys.
See you next time.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.